WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Discipline Switch. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something that hits way too close to home for many of us. Imposter syndrome. Ever feel like you're constantly faking it? Like you're one step away from being exposed as a fraud? Yeah, me too, buddy. It's that nagging voice in your head whispering doubts, telling you you're not smart enough, talented enough, or worthy enough. We all have it sometimes, even those seemingly confident folks who seem to have it all figured out. The truth is, imposter syndrome can sneak up on anyone, regardless of their achievements. But the good news? It's conquerable. Today, we're busting this myth wide open and equipping you with some serious tools to silence that inner critic for good. First off, let's recognize it for what it is, a psychological pattern, not a reflection of your actual abilities. You know that feeling when you nail a presentation or land a big deal, but instead of celebrating, you're convinced it was pure luck? Or maybe you think, anyone could have done that. That's imposter syndrome talking. It thrives on self-doubt and distorts our perceptions of success. So, how do we kick this imposter to the curb? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously shift your mindset. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step is recognizing it's happening. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it doesn't exist. Say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling that imposter syndrome creep in again. Just acknowledging it breaks its power. It's like naming a monster. Once you give it a name, it loses some of its scary mystique. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Those critical voices in your head, they're often based on fear and past experiences, not reality. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not good enough, or this is all a fluke, ask yourself, is there real evidence to support that thought? Or is it just your brain playing tricks on you? Most of the time, those negative thoughts are exaggerated and inaccurate. 3. Focus on your accomplishments. Instead of dwelling on perceived shortcomings, make a list of your achievements, big or small. Celebrate your wins. Remember that time you tackled a tough project and delivered amazing results, or when you helped someone in need. Those are tangible proof points that showcase your strengths and capabilities. 4. Seek support. You're not alone in this journey. Talk to trusted friends, family members, mentors, or even a therapist. Sharing your feelings and experiences can help you gain perspective and feel more supported. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. It's okay to ask for help when you need it. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and everyone makes mistakes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a good friend. Celebrate your progress, learn from setbacks, and keep moving forward. You know that feeling when you finally nail that presentation you've been stressing about for weeks? The rush of accomplishment, the pride in your hard work, and the satisfaction of knowing you conquered your fears? That's what we're aiming for here. But imagine that feeling amplified. That's what life is like when you silence the imposter syndrome. Think about a time when you accomplished something significant but felt that nagging voice telling you it was luck or anyone could have done it. How did that make you feel? Now, imagine if you replace those thoughts with, I deserve this success. I worked hard for it and am proud of my accomplishments. See the difference? It's a shift in perspective, a choice to own your worth and celebrate your victories without apology. So, How do you put these takeaways into action? Start by acknowledging when those imposter syndrome thoughts creep in. Challenge them with evidence of your abilities and successes. Surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you and practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout the journey. Remember, overcoming imposter syndrome is a process, not an overnight transformation. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your progress and keep striving for excellence, knowing that you are capable of achieving amazing things. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these insights. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps me create even more valuable content. Keep pushing those boundaries, embracing your strengths, and silencing the imposter syndrome for good. Catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.